Good afternoon. Welcome to the Future Skills 2022, an Erasmus Plus project funded by the European Commission for the development of new skills in demand in the labour market. I am Elna Kroppo, and I represent the European Association of Creative Initiatives, EREIA, from Latvia. In this broadcast we will talk about creativity and originality, and today we will talk with Zane Grunvalds, the chairman of the Latvian Museum Association. We have chosen Zane because she is a member of a very creative industry. One of the most creative areas is museums, where both employees and representatives of society encounter creativity and originality in their work on a daily basis. Welcome, Zane.
Good afternoon.
I wanted to ask you, what is your personal experience on this topic of creativity and originality?
The experience is that you can't do without creativity on a daily basis. Creativity is what makes any work different and allows you to look at everyday things from a different point of view. And above all, we are also convinced that most often when there is a lack of financial resources, then creativity manifests itself more. We are forced to think about how to achieve the maximum effect, achieving the best results with minimal financial resources.
What is your approach to these skills of creativity and originality? How do you use them?
As you rightly said, creativity is part of our daily lives, even if we create any curriculum for students, that requires a creative approach. Learning materials must be created in them so that they are attractive to visitors of any age. Also, when working with social networks, it is necessary to put that creativity in there, create visual materials, select photos, write text that shows the specific topic very clearly.
Who are the people you work with on a daily basis? As far as I understand, under the Museum Society, there are more than 105 museums under your supervision. How many employees are under them?
The museum industry employs about more than 1,000 people throughout Latvia. The experience is that museums not only employ creative people, but they are also accountants or perhaps photographers or clerks who have to apply very formal skills, and creativity has to be part of that. But my daily routine is more with creative people who, oftentimes, have to invent a way out of a variety of situations, and which must be original. Because it is well known that there will be that museum within the museum, it will be interesting to have an exhibition in which there will be access to show something original, that it is not a copy, an imitation of another, a good project. Copying an idea can also make it weaker.
Why do you think this skill is important for the labor market, not just for the museum industry, but for the labor market as such?
One of the most important points, in my opinion, is that it is an opportunity that allows you to look at any job a little differently, including boring work, even as a salesperson, even a job that is in the office, and it seems very boring and it is related to papers. Every day, some ideas are related to the creative sphere. Therefore, this daily work will seem much more engaging and enjoyable, and will be happy to go and do any work.
But perhaps there are also risks that a person has this skill, great creativity and originality. What could be the risks, or negative significance, of getting too creative?
Being too creative can sometimes break down boundaries and go into too much banality, highlighting a single case too much, but one of the biggest risks for people with this creativity is burnout. It is that we pretend, each of us in the project a lot, and we do not notice when these forces run out, and we have to work on new and new ideas, because creativity requires ideas all the time. Then a restart is required.
And if we say the opposite, if this skill is an advantage?
In any case, the advantage of creative ideas is the ability to find a solution to any more difficult life situations, solve any work problems. And in the museum industry we know how to address each visitor, we know how to prepare boxes for collection, how to communicate with the media, etc. So, it all lies in the fact that there is this creativity and originality.
How would you encourage people to develop this skill? How can creativity and originality be developed?
It seems to me that we need to be a little careful and look around, because nature gives us a lot. Looking at nature and taking examples from nature, even clouds, sunsets, leaves, flowers. You can see textures, shapes, colors, compositions, and there can also be ideas that will be useful in everyday life. Creativity needs to be developed. We at the museum would say that we have to come to exhibitions, go to events, read books. All this promotes creativity.
How do you look at the overall situation in the country? How creative is Latvia?
I would say that Latvia is a very creative country. The situation already shows that any of our artisan markets, young entrepreneur forums, young people's skills and ideas. What do they not offer? What are they not ready to develop to offer their product? In the future, we have everything we need to become one of the most creative countries in Europe. Unambiguously.
Looking at the current situation, perhaps now people have even acquired new skills in a forced way and are looking for solutions on how to secure themselves financially, because the work situation in the world has also changed. Going forward, is technology coming, and is creativity also changing?
He who can adapt will survive. He who goes along with the old and cannot adapt to the new will perish. He who will be able to look at old things again will continue to exist.
So, could you maybe give us some common denominator for all this?
As a creative person, I want to say that I encounter creativity everywhere. So anything can promote creativity, even if it doesn't seem like it, and it seems to be a completely non-creative person. Everyone can find the special note that makes them happy in what they do with joy. That can bring joy to others.
Thank you so much, Zane, for the conversation. Have a good day. We are quite grateful you were able to be here with us today.